Hello. This podcast is AI generated, so please read the disclaimers. Follow us on Apple and Spotify. Cisco Systems, Inc. NASDAQ. CSCO. Q4 2023 Earnings Conference Call August 16, 2023 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Cisco Systems, Inc. announced in its Q4 and full year 2023 earnings conference call that it achieved record revenue and earnings per share for both periods, with Q4 revenue being $15.2 billion, up 16% YoY. The company's fiscal year 23 revenue nearly reached $57 billion, recording an 11% YoY growth, the highest in over a decade. Cisco also recorded strong margins, operating cash flow, and returned $10.6 billion to shareholders through share repurchases and increased cash dividends. For FY24, the company's outlook includes continued growth and a focus on the key areas of business market share, innovation in AI, cloud and security areas, and transforming the business model by growing recurring revenue. Positives: record revenues and earnings per share, strong margins and cash flows, significant shareholder returns. The company's focus on key market expansions, innovation, and shifting to recurring revenue model. Challenges: the enterprise and commercial segments were weak in the past but improved in the last quarter, which needs to be sustained. The service provider segment continued to underperform. The company's stock repurchase program will continually focus on consistency and maintaining the quarterly levels as seen over the past few quarters. Cisco is also deeply dedicated to creating shareholder value and increasing returns for its investors. Cisco Systems saw strength in its financial services, transportation, and energy sectors, particularly in countries like India and Saudi Arabia. The financial results indicated consistent expectations from the beginning to the end of the quarter, which is an improvement on recent quarters. Upcoming fiscal data suggests visibility, driven primarily by the shift in business model. Current remaining performance obligation, RPO, is at $17.9 billion, with total RPO near $35 billion. An estimated $24.3 billion of annual recurring revenue, ARR, is anticipated to renew, leading to a projected top line of around 40%. One significant achievement for Cisco is the shift toward enterprise networking software subscriptions, with 2024 seeing an estimated $1 billion renewal. This renewed business model is expected to increase profits significantly. The company faces challenges including lengthy lead times and clearing backlog orders. This is expected to normalize by the second half of 2024, and the significant increase in RPO is attributed to this transition to subscription-based models rather than changes in contract durations. Attention was given to the need for an elevated and consistent approach to capital allocation. However, the financial results show growth that aligns with long-term projections despite supply chain restrictions. Cisco Systems discussed its quarterly financial performance, highlighting that gross margins are expected to be in the 65% to 66% range for the full year. They predict mid-single-digit OPEX growth and anticipate consistent buybacks and dividend payments. Emphasizing their shift from individual product sales to a platform approach, they reported strong order growth in collaboration and security, pointing out their new focus on cloud contact centers, which grew triple digits in the last quarter. They also noted opportunities in the artificial intelligence, AI, space and referenced their engagement with top-tier hyperscalers, which resulted in $500 million in AI-related orders. They indicated they expect momentum in AI to continue in the coming years. Challenges highlighted included weak performance in the service provider sector. Cisco's leaders discussed the company's campus-related business, which includes switching and wireless LAN and represents roughly $15 billion in sales over the trailing four quarters. CEO Chuck Robbins stated that they expect to gain market share in this sphere, attributing this to increasing numbers of customer decisions showing up in market share calculations as backlog deliveries are fulfilled. The leaders also mentioned a near $1 billion renewal, included as part of Cisco's fiscal 2024 guidance. They praised the company's achievements and renewed commitment to shareholders through operating leverage, buybacks, and dividends. Cisco's next quarterly earnings call will be on November 15, 2023.